Here's a question for you. You go into a restaurant and you have your napkin to the side. Does the napkin stay on the side throughout the dinner so you can pick it up and wipe your mouth with it? Or does it have to fall over your lap?
Oh, no, it goes on your lap. Once everyone has sat down, you may place your napkin on your lap. Don't tuck it into your top button. Place it on your lap and don't unfold it all the way, just into a sort of... You unfold it so it's in its one fold, so it's a rectangle, and the crease... There are different schools of thoughts on this, but I would say that the crease goes, or the fold, goes furthest to, or closest to you.
I see. You see, it's not just the napkins declining on the dinner table. Dinner tables themselves are in decline. Does that upset you?
It does upset me. I was once filming a piece for television in a TV presenter's house on table manners, and the production crew and I turn up, and we discover that the TV presenter doesn't have a table.
No.
And we're doing something on table manners. That wasn't very good. So we had to get one in, and it didn't match, but we stuck a tablecloth over, and it was fine. So you're right. People aren't having tables in their houses because they want, you know, they're sticking their 62-inch televisions in their front room instead of a dining table.
Yes, I'll tell you what the 62-inch television is for. It's so that we can sit in front of it with a tray on our laps and our dinner on the tray. Where'd you stand? I don't want to upset you. It's Friday. Well, I don't want to go too far.
I've got to go and have to have a lie down.
And I'll give you some more bad news. Toast racks. Toast racks are also redundant these days. There's not one toast rack, I would say, in the houses of Coventry and Warwickshire. That's quite a bold statement, but I haven't had a text saying there is.
Well, toast racks are rather nice, I think. When I have guests for breakfast, I will put the toast that I have toasted in the toaster in the toast rack and then bring it to the table. And it's just a nice, elegant way to serve toast. And department stores nowadays are still selling them, but the choice in design is you get sort of one or two choices. Or in one shop, actually, I was in one shop this afternoon and I had a look, and there was only one type of toast rack, and it was pretty awful, actually. But 10 years ago, you would have had 10 designs of toast racks because they were much more popular. Nowadays, they're on the decline.
Yes. Is there anything that's going to arrest this decline? Is there anything, in your opinion, William, that's going to turn this thing around?
Well, I think we've all got to just sort of wake up, smell the coffee, bit of common sense, start using proper napkins because they serve a use. It's not a class thing. It's not a snobbery thing. It's not a convenience thing. It's a polite thing, and it's just common sense to put a nice big thing on your lap so it catches all your food, so it doesn't stain your clothes, and so you don't need to wash your clothes so often. There we go. You don't need to wash the napkins. You don't need to wash the clothes. It's all wonderful. You need to wash the napkins. You don't need to wash the clothes. You save money washing all those clothes, which are bigger than the napkins. Hopefully, we're all going to realise this, and we should. And for those of us that do use, those sensible folk that do have napkins and toast racks, we need to give everyone else napkins and toast racks for Christmas or birthdays, and then hopefully everyone will have napkins and toast racks and we'll all live happily ever after.
Well, you've certainly convinced me. I think you're great. Is it the red one or the white one for your dinner? Or is it dinner or tea?
Oh, dinner. Oh, dinner sorry. Tonight. and let's not stop me further. And it will be my white one.
Okay, well, white ones...
One of the white ones.
But no rings.
No.
No, okay, just the napkin. I think they should be brought back. I like the idea of a napkin, although it's a while since I've used one. William, thank you for joining
us. Thank you, Malcolm.
He's great. He's William Hansen. He's Dr. Etiquette.